Good morning. I've been here 16 years. Y'all get here early, so I can be on time. I swipe in at 6:57 and swipe out at 3:57. When coming here first, you have to do the comments room and put the chairs back in the place like they supposed to be. Then from there, the little study room, I polish the tables next to the kitchen. Then I clean the kitchen from top to bottom too. Then I do the guest bathroom. It's a job. Duke a good place to work at, but I love working here. I love talking to y'all students. It's a job, and I'm blessed to have a job, to get up every day, 5 days out a week to come to. It pays, you know, bills and stuff. Minimum wage don't pay that much, but a job is a job. You got to start from the bottom first and work yourself up. That's what I did.
Miss Patty first started working at Duke Hospital, then moved to the dining hall marketplace, and then to housekeeping. So over the years, she has gone from minimum wage to a more reasonable salary.
I think it's $14.43. That's good. People think because you work at Duke that I make a lot of money. No, you don't. I could have been fired a long, long time ago. I'm blessed. I just don't been through a lot since I've been working here. Day one. Don't get me in no trouble with my supervisor because she'll have a meeting with me in her office. Say, leave them students alone. We don't supposed to hold no long conversation with y'all. We don't supposed to be in y'all room. If you invite me in your room, that's a no-no. I get in trouble for that. And if you got something to give me, that's a no-no too. I have gotten in trouble with my keys. That's my fault. They might have fell out my pocket. Yeah, I have got myself in a lot of trouble and stuff with my keys and with the co-workers too and stuff, and with the students that accuse me of stealing all that. If I'm telling you to keep up with your telephone, keep up with your wallet, with your cards, you know, I got money on. Keep up with that because they have money on it. The first ones they look at is the housekeeper. You can't go around accusing housekeeper. I didn't come here to take nothing from none of y'all students. I'm a good Samaritan.
It seems like the trouble Miss Patty got in before has made her paranoid about getting in trouble again. Throughout her interview, she was so worried that her supervisor would come by, even though she was on her break and wasn't doing anything wrong.
Do you feel...
So wait a minute. I sure hope that ain't her, Diane. I need you to go downstairs. She got long hair and it's a big black woman in. What time is it, Diane?
It's 2:28.
Mm-hmm. Because I sure wanna get one. Just cut that
off. Oh, do you feel appreciated for your work?
No. Some of the students speak, some of them don't. I mean, some of them, not all, some. All means all of them. Some means some. Some of them, you know, appreciate, you know, my hard work, and some don't. And that's it. Some of the students here is disrespectful too. I'm in the bathroom. Girls, y'all got 5 bathrooms. 2 on the 3rd, 1 on the 2nd, 2 on the 1st. And with that guest bathroom, if I'm in there cleaning it and it's in bad condition, I'm supposed to be in there cleaning it. They don't supposed to say, come on out. That's just to me, from that student to my face, that to me, that's disrespect.
The other day I saw Miss Patty outside of the dorm, and she pulled me aside to tell me how frustrated she was with some of the students, particularly the ones kicking her out of the guest bathroom while she's trying to clean. She said she was tired of complaining to the RAs and didn't know what to do. Unfortunately, neither did I.
You don't let the job work you do it. The way I stay upbeat, I like to sing, but I got, you know, be careful of the, you know, singing and stuff and not be too loud around y'all, because if I do, I can get myself in trouble. No, I love to sing, and I can sing.
When my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call. Oh,
my back do kind of hurt, young lady. Sure do. I'm going to have an MRI. I'm not scared. Everything is in God's hand and the doctor's hands. If I have to have surgery on my back, I am. And I ain't coming back. I love working here, but I'm ready to also retire. My body's not made out of machine. Because I'm 57, young lady. When you get a certain age, you're tired. Well, I don't want to retire. I'm just ready to leave. I don't want to see no more as long as I live. Housekeeper, I don't want to do that no more. This right here, no more. I'm ready to go.